Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! Hello, all you local beaches! Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete! This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next! Friends, this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are coming to you live as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. First and foremost, let me apologize for a little bit of a late start. We're all just sort of milling around, and all of a sudden Steph goes, "Oh my God, is it already 6:02?
Yes.
It's like, how the hell did that happen?
I didn't even have my computer connected to the internet.
Yeah, man, oh man, I'm so sorry about that. We are usually right on time.
Yes.
I cannot stand being late. So anyway, listen, if at any time during this broadcast, you know what, let me take a deep breath, because all of a sudden I feel like I've just run in here and
You did. And PW says, Merry Friday.
Merry
All
Friday.
You beaches.
All you beaches. Yes, I like that. I wasn't even sure if that first part of the show actually aired because I had my headphones turned so far down that I couldn't even tell if my mic was on.
Oh.
But I guess it did go out, so that's good. Thank you, Hannah.
Yeah. Good job. Awesome.
Yeah, listen, if at any time during this broadcast you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. We'll talk to you about any old thing. Please call and play along. If you're shy about calling in, you can tweet us, just like P.W. Fenton did just a minute ago, at Marco Radio Show 1. That's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Do that. Hey, speaking of P.W. Fenton, I got a message from him today on Facebook that was very exciting and very interesting.
Oh.
And it's something new on RadioSt.Pete.com.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Apparently, apparently on Thursday nights, PW is going to be hosting his own show.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a music show.
Nice.
In the message that he sent me today, he says he likes all kinds of music, doesn't really have I guess he does have a favorite, but he's not opposed to playing anything.
Nice. Not prejudiced.
Right? Yeah. So he's got a new show. It's going to be airing Thursday nights at 7 p.m. on RadioSt.Pete.com, and it's called Perfect Head.
Oh.
That seems a little racy.
Yes, it
Radio
does.
Appropriate.
Yeah, I like that.
Go PW.
Perfect Head from PW.
Yeah, so apparently he's going to be playing all genres of music. I like that.
Nice. Right. Yeah,
that'll be a lot of fun. Cool. You know, he's got his other...
This Day in Blues History,
and he always gives, look, it's just a 2-minute thing that he does, but he gives so much information in that 2 minutes.
Oh, absolutely.
It's fantastic, and if he does anything like that for this Thursday evening show, Perfect Head, that'll be great. You as a listener will learn a lot about music.
Artists
and things like that. Things that you may not have already known.
Very cool. Good job, PW.
Yeah, I like that.
We'll listen.
Cool. Yep. I said when I messaged him back that I kind of always wanted to do a show like that myself.
Yeah, right. And we did. We did that one.
We did that one when we went to New Orleans.
That
was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Of course, we had a whole plethora of great music to play on that show.
Yes.
We kind of focused on all the shows that we were going to see at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. So yes. That was a lot of fun.
Well, PW, we will help you out in any way we can.
Yeah, absolutely. And good luck with that. I think that's going to be great. I can't wait to tune in.
Yes, so great.
Apparently, his first show was yesterday. Oh, I didn't even know about it.
Right.
Until today when he messaged me on Facebook. So
well, we'll have to check it out in the archives.
Yeah. So, what a week.
Yes.
Not only has it been freezing ass cold.
Yes.
It's so cold.
It is so cold.
That I forgot to introduce everybody.
Yeah.
Brain freeze.
I'm still working on this adrenaline rush from rushing in here and not starting on time. So let me slow it down.
Slow down.
Mm-hmm. Across the table from me, as always, is my little girl, Hannah Claire. How are you, my dear?
Fine. How are you?
Very good. You need to wiggle your mic a little bit. We didn't even get a chance to do our sound check, so I can just tell you need to wiggle.
Oh, there
your,
you are.
I'm doing great.
There you go.
There great. You Thank are. You. Yeah. I'm so glad.
Mm-hmm. Stephanie, you are too. Hannah's right. How are you, my dear?
Frazzled, but that's okay. Frozen and frazzled.
Frozen and frazzled. We're the frozen frazzle. Mm-hmm. To Stephanie's right is Jack. Jack, how are you?
I'm just fine, thank you.
You look fine.
Thanks. Thank you.
Good, yeah.
Just fine.
And to Jack's right is my boy, Ty Ginn. How are you?
I'm good.
You're good. Of course you are. And let's see, my name is Mark, and I'll be your host for the rest of this show. Hopefully I will get into gear here and settle down and...
work on it.
I'm working on it. I'm trying.
Do
trying
it.
To get, trying to get there, damn it.
Well, the good news is it's supposed to be 78 degrees on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. But you know how cold it is here in Florida?
Too cold.
Let me tell you how cold it is here in Florida.
How cold is it?
It is so cold. Do you remember back in October when O.J. Simpson got out of prison?
Yes.
Okay. In Las Vegas, he said that more than likely he was going to come to St. Petersburg because two of his children live here.
Right.
He has now decided he is not coming here to Florida because it's too damn cold.
Las Vegas is cold in the winter.
Well, apparently in January, he can play golf every day.
Oh.
And I guess if he is looking at the weather reports from our January, especially this week here in Florida, he's like, no.
No, I don't think
nah,
so.
Nah,
not doing it. Not
I had to scrape my windshield the other morning. There was frost.
Right. So other than the cold that we've had here in Florida, and you know what, Stephanie, it seems to me that when we moved here 20 years ago, didn't we sign some sort of agreement with the state of Florida, basically saying, look, we will agree to stay here, become residents of the state of Florida, as long as it doesn't get below 65 degrees.
Right. They should pay our house payments or something. Well, yeah, or our electric
bill.
They
are not holding up their end of the bargain. You know, we're dealing with these frigid temperatures, which is ridiculous for Florida.
Ridiculous.
I don't give a rat's ass about anybody up north in their cold weather. It's supposed to be cold up north.
Not here.
Not here. It's just not supposed to be cold here.
I mean, today at about, I don't know, 12:30, I checked the temperature, and it was still only 54 degrees today.
Right.
Yesterday, we never even made it to 50.
Right.
So.
Even today, that was nicer than yesterday. It was one of those days, you know, I'm all layered up,
right?
You know, so a couple of times during the day, I was able to take off my jacket. But then as soon as, you know, you're not in the sun, not doing something, you got to put your jacket back on.
Right.
It's just still too cold.
You know,
one of the things I hate are the people that go, oh, I really like this cold weather. And that really, it kind of makes me angry.
Ty.
Because it seems to me the only people that are enjoying this cold snap here in Florida are menopausal women and fat people.
What are you trying to say there, bub?
I take exception to that.
I mean,
if the shoe fits.
Those are the only people I've run into.
With two pairs of socks.
Oh, yeah. I love this weather. It's like...
Look, I am menopausal, and I'm today... Yesterday, I wore a t-shirt, a sweater, a second sweater, a cardigan over top,
right,
and my coat.
Yeah.
In my office with my scarf all day long.
And that's inside you had all that on.
Inside.
You can only imagine, I work outside. You can only imagine the layers I have.
Right.
I mean, I've got like four.
Dad's like the princess in the pea.
Oh, I wanted to tell you this story. This is so great. So this morning, my usual routine, okay, every morning when I go to work, I stop at the Shell station because they have a real nice convenience store there.
Right.
I go in.
It's convenient.
Mm-hmm, it's convenient, Ty. I go in and I get my paper. I get my Diet Coke and I get my banana. All right. This morning, as I'm walking into the store, a girl was coming out. I noticed that. Now, when I pulled up to the you know, parking lot today, I left my truck on.
Oh.
Because it's not that far from the house and my heat hasn't really started to kick in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yet. There was a car parked next to me. It was a real nice, like a Lexus SUV.
Okay.
Right, so as I'm going in the door, this girl is coming out. I go and do my thing. It only takes me 30 seconds in the store. It's not like anybody's going to have enough time to steal my car. Or maybe they would. But
no,
anyway,
who cares if they do?
They wouldn't.
Who cares if they do? So anyway, I come out and I start to get in my car. And all of a sudden I hear, "Excuse me, sir." And I'm like, oh, man, what is this? You know, so I turn around, and the girl that had come out of the store is sitting in the Lexus next to me, okay? And she goes, "Sir, would you eat a sausage and egg McMuffin?" And I said, "Would I?" Yes, I would.
What's wrong with it?
Ty, let me tell you something. So I was like, well, how nice is that? So she reaches in the bag, and she hands me a sausage and egg McMuffin, right? And I'm like, oh, thank you so much. That's really nice of you. You know, that kind of thing. So I get in my truck and I start pulling off. And now I'm like, what's wrong with it? Who does that?
You know. Who is this?
Yeah.
I don't know you.
Right. I usually when I go to that Shell station, I see the same people every day. If I see anybody at all. Never seen this girl before. Okay. And now in my mind, she is now the sausage and egg muffin poisoner.
Right.
You know.
Watched a little Game of Thrones so last night, didn't you?
All these things are going through my mind. It's like, no, wait a minute. Why is it hot? And I'm trying to figure out where's the closest McDonald's to this Shell station?
Right. Why up the street.
No, not really.
Not that far.
Where's one right up the street? The closest one is up by where I work on Walsingham.
Well, or Park and Park.
That's still kind of a clip.
Yeah, but not if she made all the lights.
It was like she had just been handed the bag. That's how hot this thing was. Right?
She made it in the car.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Did you open it?
But I ate it.
Oh, good.
Did you open it first?
I didn't eat it in the wrapper.
No, but did you take it apart? Did you look it over?
Nope.
No loogie inside or nothing?
Nope.
Well, not that you know of.
Maybe McDonald's just messed up.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't order this.
I ate it and I thought, well, you know what? Let's just see what happens. And the kind of tricky thing was is that about 15 minutes after I ate it, all of a sudden, my stomach starts rumbling, and I thought, oh, boy, here it comes.
Here we go. Poisoned. Should have got her plate number.
But who does that?
Well, I can tell you from personal experience, you know, thrifty Sally that I am.
Right.
When one sandwich is $3.69,
right,
or you can get 2 for $4.
Yeah.
I'm getting 2 for $4 because that just, I can't justify spending more money on less.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that struck me is that as I'm driving and I'm trying to figure this whole thing out, like, you know, who does this, that kind of thing, I started thinking, you know, me with all my layers on, she may have thought I was homeless.
You right. do look kind of homeless.
That could be.
She may have thought, and I didn't shave today.
Oh, no.
But I was getting into my truck.
Right, maybe
that
she's
you stole.
Maybe she thought I lived in the truck.
Right. I've seen your truck. Yeah. It does look a bit lived in.
What have we got coming in?
a picture from PW. for Perfect Head.
Nice. I love it. That's an awful racy name, but well, I love it.
It appears to be a glass of beer.
Oh.
With a perfect head.
That kind of perfect head.
Yes.
Ah. Not that I know.
Of the adult beverage variety.
Yes, I like that. I do like
that. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that is very possible that she thought you lived in your truck.
Yeah.
Felt sorry for you.
Well, you know, now that I've survived, I guess I've survived.
For now.
You know, I figure it's been more than 8 hours since I received this morning gift.
It's been almost 12 hours.
If it was going to kill me, it would have done so by now.
I don't know. We'll see. We shall see.
I'm hoping she shows up Monday.
I need another McMuffin.
Got any more of those McMuffins?
Can I put in requests?
Let's make this a regular date.
Yeah. Can we make it a McRiddle?
She was kind of cute.
You got a hash brown in there.
Had a nice car. Right? And she comes bearing gifts.
Got some jelly.
Right.
Yeah. Did she have strawberry jelly?
No, she didn't. But the great thing is at work, I had a grape jelly.
Nice.
So I got my jelly.
Nice. Yeah.
And that's just one thing. If you're not eating jelly on your McMuffs, you're doing yourself a disservice.
This is a PSA.
The jelly on your McMuffs.
It's life-changing.
That's all I got to say about it.
Put the jelly on the muff.
Right.
Put the jelly on the muff.
Yeah.
Strawberry or grape.
Right. So anyway, other than the cold weather and my run-in with the McMuff girl.
With the Muff lady.
Yeah.
Just call her Muffy.
Yeah. It has been a very interesting week. Some great stories. Very interesting things have happened this week. And I guess the one thing that still is confusing me is this Tide Pod Challenge.
Mm.
And I don't get it. I went online when I got home to look it up, and it said, I Googled it, and it said, everything you want to know about the Tide Pod Challenge. And what I found is that basically, it's sort of like a hoax. It said, now look, there are dangers to eating Tide Pods.
There are?
No,
really?
But... most of the people that have been hospitalized and or died from eating Tide Pods are not teenagers taking the challenge, but like small children and people with dementia.
Because they think they're candy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. So, I mean, a lot of it has been made of really nothing.
Ah.
You know, but I was trying to put it through my head. If you're going to call it a challenge, well, what's the challenge?
I've seen a kid smoke one.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Well, supposedly, when I Googled it, they said that
there
somebody put a video
generation.
On YouTube that showed somebody vaping one.
Yeah, that too.
Okay,
yeah.
But the thing is, it's like, what is the actual, what would the challenge be to see if you can
just to survive. See if you can do it?
Pass it before it eats a hole in your stomach? Or because what I Googled said that they're completely poisonous.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's detergent.
Yeah, you clean laundry with it.
I heard somebody say that you know, if it is in your system and your system breaks down the covering, that it will basically eat a hole inside you. That's
nice.
how caustic it
beautiful.
Is.
Beautiful.
Right.
Keep going, teenagers of America. Mm-hmm.
Did we get another tweet?
No, I just don't have your phone to clear them.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Here, God.
Pass that on down.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
So anyway, that was the one story that was kind of confusing to me. Nobody seemed to have any answers about what the Tide Pod Challenge was.
It's just dumb.
It is just dumb, and it's just another one
it's
of
like
those things.
It's like the Cinnamon Challenge,
right.
Or,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, the Google article I saw mentioned the Cinnamon Challenge.
That killed a couple people, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, supposedly. I guess you don't ever know with these things.
Wish it would kill some of these mumble rappers.
I did hear that YouTube is taking a lot of those videos off.
Yeah, they're taking them all off.
Right.
Because is what I saw.
It is dangerous.
Yes, and they don't want to encourage the moronic young people
of
America.
You are so dumb, so moronic, that you would eat one of those Tide Pods.
Or listen to Gucci Gang.
Are they promoting it?
No, I don't know. Probably.
Oh. Well, that was just like a personal attack on Gucci Gang.
It was.
It was.
Doesn't have anything
those
to do
mental
with
midgets.
I am offended.
Good. Are you listening to that?
Maybe.
Of course she is.
I might be.
You might be retarded.
I am hip.
You're hip?
She's hip, all right. Hey, all right, so anyway, here's another story that is like, as far as I'm concerned, it's like the biggest, most horrific story of the week, and it's the 13 siblings that were rescued out of the house in California. And what in the world has got to happen in your world when you're going to hold 13 of your children basically hostage for as many as like 7 years?
Yeah.
Well, did you see a picture of the dad?
7 years? The one's 29 years old.
Yeah, but I don't think that the abuse started until like 7 years ago.
I'm not sure about that now either.
Well, the parents' religion is Pentecostal Christian, and they have a whole different way of looking at things. Mm-hmm. They believe in the faith healing and things like that.
Crazy,
you know,
people.
Which has been scientifically, proven not to be true. They speak in tongues. I think the Pentecostal, the ones that they like dance around with rattlesnakes and stuff like that.
Yep. Yes,
they do all kinds of crazy stuff like that. Now, one of the things that struck me about this story is when the pictures of the parents came out, and
great
hair. They say that it's not right to profile people, but I think in this case,
but come on,
in this case, it would be perfectly acceptable to profile, especially the dad.
Yeah.
If you look at this dude's haircut, and if you don't start asking him questions about his well-being and the well-being of his family, it's like, are you kidding me? I mean, there are some people that you go through your daily life and you go, that's a serial killer.
Yeah.
That's a child molester. Mm-hmm. This guy has got his entire family chained to their beds.
Right.
I mean, there's no question in my mind. I mean, just completely disheveled looking, the worst haircut I've ever seen. And it's like, how does nobody even begin to question these people? The article I saw today was very horrific. Apparently, these kids were only allowed to shower once a year.
Right.
Oh,
13 kids. Yep. Only allowed the shower once a year. None of them had ever been to the dentist. Not once. Mm. Apparently, the parents would eat full course meals in front of them. They would put pies on the counter and let them look at them, but never touch them.
Oh, you're right? Kidding.
They had toys for the kids, but they were all still in their packages. Couldn't play with them. It was just complete torture.
Wow.
They would be punished if they were washing their hands and got above the wrist, the water above the wrist. That was deemed to be playing in the water. Ugh. They would be punished for that.
That's ridiculous. What?
The kids ranged in ages from 2 to 29. Okay. They say that the only one of the siblings that didn't show any signs of abuse is the 2-year-old. The 2-year-old was of perfect weight for a 2-year-old. The rest of them completely malnourished to the point where their cognitive skills were completely out of whack, mm-hmm. right? The 29-year-old woman, 82 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
82 pounds. How they got to, how this was all discovered, a 17-year-old daughter jumped out a window and escaped. What I didn't hear earlier in the week is that another sibling went with her and turned back because she got so scared. She was afraid she was going to get in more trouble. But the 17-year-old that jumped out of the window was so emaciated that the authorities thought she was 10.
Right. That's crazy.
Unbelievable. How does this happen?
It's amazing.
It's so horrific.
Religion is bad.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Family members are blown away. It's like, well, the last time I saw him 6 years ago.
Right.
You know, so apparently they're not close with the rest of the family.
No, they shut the family out. They wouldn't let anyone see the children.
Right.
Which, I mean, here's your first sign.
Right.
You know, if you're, you know, the aunt or the grandparents and all of a sudden they're not letting you see the children.
Yeah.
Now I need to see them all and count them all. And yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I thought was interesting is that the police said that one of the only activities that the children were allowed to do was to fill out these journals. And authorities said that they gathered up more than 100 journals. And you're actually going through them to see, you know, what the kids are saying about what's happening. You know, obviously trying to find more things to charge these parents with.
Right.
As if what they have already isn't enough.
I mean, it is. It's plenty.
I don't even, you know, I say you don't even put these people in jail. You just
under the jail.
Right.
Under the jail. We should probably take a break.
All right, why don't we do that? Hey, we are going to take a break. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Like I said earlier, we come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502, or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. Now, the song that I'm going to play is Get It While You Can, and that's by The Pearl. I'll explain more about that when we come back. We'll be right back. Get It While You Can. That's Janis Joplin. The reason I played that song this evening is because today would have been Janis's 75th birthday.
Wow.
Yep, she would have been 75 years old. What I'm doing is sort of like a tribute on this show. All of the music that you're going to hear tonight is all going to be by female performers.
Nice.
If you remember back to a half hour ago, to the beginning of the show, our first song was by Joan Jett, and that was a Bad Reputation. Then, of course, that was Get It While You Can by Janis. The next song I'm going to play is called Zombie, and that's by Dolores, well, the Cranberries. And I'm playing that, and I'll tell you why I'm going to play that a little bit later. But then I've got the Who's Holdin' by our favorite, Betty Fox.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to wrap it up with Monkey Man by Amy Winehouse. Anyway, somebody told me today, and I had never heard this, is that Janis is part of the 27 Club.
Mm-hmm.
And what the 27 Club is basically she died at the age of 27.
Yep.
Jimi Hendrix died at the age of 27. Jim Morrison died at the age of 27.
Kurt Cobain
died at the age of 27. And so did Amy Winehouse.
Wow.
They all died at the age of 27. Now, that's just the list that I have.
I'm hoping to get clear of it soon.
Yeah, right. June. Yeah. Come on, June.
Yeah, Ty, you're going to be 28.
28.
Yeah. Damn.
Ew.
Damn, I know.
Nation.
What happened?
Keep your nose clean, kid.
Yeah, just...
I'm
going to
be 23.
Anyway, can you imagine if Janis Joplin was still alive at 75 years old?
What a hoot would she be?
That would be great.
Do you suppose she would, like, her career would have, like, transitioned like a lot of performers do? Like, she'd be in movies? You know what I'm saying?
I just see her as an old hippie.
Right.
You know,
still with her boa in her hair.
Right. And growing vegetables and walking around barefoot.
Showing up at the Rib Fest.
Right.
You know, something like that. You know, doing small local intimate venues.
Right. Yeah.
I think it'd be so cool.
What a hoot.
Mm-hmm. Mm. How cool is that? Anyway, let's see. We did the 13 siblings and...
PW tweeted that every Monday night on the Spike on the Mic show, live on RadioSt.Pete.com at 7 p.m., they have the Miller Lite Challenge.
Oh, no, what is that?
That's better than the Tide Pod Challenge.
Well, I'm working on the Natty Light Challenge over here, but I don't have any challengers.
No.
Just me.
Just you.
So you're winning.
You're winning. You will always win.
Winning. Mm-hmm. Anyway, another one of the stories that was fascinating this week.
Fascinating.
Apparently, and Ty, you've got some insight on this. But Saturday in Hawaii, people woke up to an alert that they were about to get hit by a ballistic missile strike from Korea.
Nice.
Yeah. And they said that find immediate shelter. This is not a drill.
Shit.
It's not even April Fool's.
Right.
Worst practical joke ever.
Well, can you imagine? I mean, I guess if you're in Hawaii, you're that much closer to Korea.
Yes.
In range, I would assume. And so very plausible.
Yeah, well, and 2 days later, Japan did the same thing.
Right.
Yes.
But here's...
Also an accident.
A couple of things. Okay, let's assume that it was a false alarm. First of all...
Doubtful.
You know, were the people there ready? It did not seem like they were ready. So sometimes I think that this is not such a bad thing that this happened.
No, not at all.
This is kind of like an eye-opener.
Kind of wake up.
Right. And then my other thought is maybe it wasn't a mistake. Maybe it was done on purpose. Because 2 days later, it happened in Japan. And maybe this is, you know, our government and Japan's government way of saying, hey, this is very real.
Well, the
stuff's going to go down here soon.
Well, the bad thing is, it to me, the whole Hawaii thing...
Right.
Actually showed North Korea.
Yeah,
we're not ready.
No,
that's not something we want broadcast around the world, which is what happened.
Right. Well, you know, Kim Jong-un is probably sitting back after Saturday and Tuesday, going, "Look at that!
Look at that! I can push this button anytime.
I can push this button anytime." Yeah, I think we have a false sense of security here in the United States.
Yeah,
we do.
We consider ourselves the big bad wolf, and, you know, not thinking that anybody would have the nerve
look at
to
9/11.
Send a missile our way, you know. So it's that in itself is frightening. This should go down as a good reminder to everybody that, yes, it can happen.
Yes, and you need to be prepared.
Right. So I'm not so sure that it was a bad thing.
No, but the guy did, he did resign.
Oh, I didn't hear. I heard that he was reassigned.
Oh, was he?
Maybe he was reassigned to retirement.
Oh, maybe.
There you go.
Yeah.
Push. You get to push different buttons now.
Yeah, right.
Your wife's at home.
In the remote.
Yeah.
Those buttons. I don't know. Just kind of scary that something like that could happen.
Definitely.
What else do I have? Anything?
Well, before we move on, I think Ty has some extra information.
Yes.
I think it was a fishing boat.
Okay.
It was like 100 miles off the coast of Hawaii.
Right.
Reported that they saw something like a meteor.
All right.
That just exploded.
Oh.
During this whole
false
alarm situation.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. So, all right. Now let me just sort of explain things. Ty, you are
a native Hawaiian.
Well, that, and you are a conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
So, you know, that sounds very interesting, but I mean, how much credit can we actually give that? I mean, do we have any sort of anything to back that up? Is there any video?
I sent you the video.
Well, I didn't have time to watch it.
Okay. Well.
Well, and there
I
was
sent it to you.
There was also that meteor. What day was that? Tuesday?
There have been several. There was one in Russia, one in Texas, and one in Michigan.
In Michigan. So there have been large meteors seen on, you know, where people videoed them.
Well, did anybody read anything about what caused this guy to hit that button?
Ty has more information on that as well.
It's likely it was not an accident. A report came out that they have, I think, 5 fail safes on this button because it's not really a button.
Right.
It's like a computer program.
Well, the final stage requires you to turn 2 different keys at the same time. It takes 2 people to do it.
Mm.
So it's not something any one person could have messed up.
2 people have to basically
sign off on.
Yeah. So if 2 people have to do it, they would at that point go, wait a minute, this isn't, you know, this is a mistake.
It's also in the video. So
I'm going to have to watch that video. Where'd you get that video?
Secure Team.
And that's on what?
YouTube.
On YouTube. So that's interesting. If you want to go to YouTube to Secure Team and find that video, might give you a whole different way of looking at this story.
Well, see, the story I saw was that it was just a drop-down menu with 5 choices.
But what was he doing?
And he was supposed to run a test of the system.
Of the emergency broadcast system, that kind of thing?
Exactly.
But
instead of clicking on the test, he clicked on the actual. But even at that, where was the little box that pops up and says, "Are you sure?"
Yeah, right.
You know?
Well,
I think Ty's scenario is much more...
It's scarier and sexier.
Well,
yes.
I also think that's more how the protocol would be written rather than just on a drop-down menu on somebody's laptop.
Yeah, somebody...
Something pretty serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. You know, you don't want to scare the people.
Well, I'm definitely going to watch this video once the show's over because I'm intrigued by the whole thing. And if you, like I say, if you want to see it, go to YouTube to, what was it called?
Secure Team. Secure Team 10,
Secure Team 10. That's pretty cool.
We will check that out.
Yeah, it's the guy that sounds like Charlie Jewell.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Hey, and that's another thing. We need to ask Joe B.
Yeah.
If Charlie Jewell has another gig. Because he does sound exactly like that guy.
He does.
On Secure Team.
He does. I thought they were actually listening
to Charlie Jewell. I did too. The first time I heard it, you guys were in your room, and I could hear it, and I was like, are they listening to Radio St. Pete?
Right. Are they listening to Cinema Clash? Mm-hmm. And they weren't. So very interesting. That. So check out Charlie Jewell on Cinema Clash, right. And then go to Secure Team 10 and let us know what you think. Is it the same guy?
One thing that I did hear about this whole situation is that in Hawaii, the subscribers to Pornhub, during the whole thing, Pornhub, like from Hawaii, almost went silent. Mm. And then after they gave the all clear, like 40 minutes later, they had like a 40% increase in viewers of Pornhub.
I bet.
People needed to de-stress.
Right.
They realized they didn't have their priorities in order.
Right. Let's get it on.
How am I going to die having sex?
Right. Or. Anyway. So that's that. Hey, speaking of...
Pornhub?
No.
No.
No. Not Pornhub, honey. What was I going to do next? Oh, hey, one of the things that I wanted to talk about early on in the show is Mom and I saw a movie that was recommended by my dad earlier this week, and he was like, adamant.
Yes.
That we had to watch this movie.
He was calling you.
I mean, he was calling me and texting me.
Multiple times a day.
Have you seen the movie yet? Are the kids going to watch the movie? He wanted all of us to watch this movie and discuss it at length on the show. All right? The name of the movie is What Happened to Monday. All right? Mom and I watched
it. I've seen it.
You have?
Yeah.
Well, what'd you think? Let's talk about it at length.
She's got a mouthful of Gardettos.
You've seen it?
You got Gardettos?
What? Isn't that the one about, like, the seven girls?
Yes!
Yeah, I've seen it.
How cool is that movie? Mom and I watched it, and the next day, that's all I could think about was that movie.
Yeah.
What's so amazing about it is the actress was every single one of those girls.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they filmed that. Because in
just like that Eddie Murphy movie,
but in a lot
from like
of the
a
scenes,
billion ago,
they're like all there.
Yeah,
it's a story.
This is 2018, Dad. They did that in like 2000.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, I can barely use my phone.
80s.
Well, God.
Hercules.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a fantastic movie.
It is. It's great. Ty, have you really never seen it?
Look,
it's brutal.
You need to see it. Apparently, it takes place in like 2049.
Yeah.
And it's all about overpopulation.
Yeah, you can only have one kid.
You can only have one kid. Well, this grandfather adopts his grandchildren. Seven baby girls.
But they're like twins. They're all...
identical septuplets.
Whatever,
septuplets.
Right.
Septuplets.
Yeah.
And identical. And what he does is he names them all by the days of the week. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Right?
And each weekday, that one gets to go out.
Yeah. Only one... Because,
they only have one daughter.
If you have more than one child, they would take the extra child... And they told you...
I don't want to give it away.
I don't want to... But they would put it into like a deep sleep.
Mm-hmm. Wink, wink, don't
stop. And there were security checkpoints everywhere with validation of who you were.
Yeah, if you watch the movie, pay close attention to the cleaver scene. Now, also in... Well, the star of the movie is the girl who plays all of the sisters. And her name is Noomi Rapace. She's Swedish,
okay,
and did a fantastic job in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
It also has
Willem Dafoe
and Glenn Close.
And Glenn Close, who I can't stand.
Well, this movie didn't help.
No, it didn't. She always plays the asshole. Ever since, what was that movie back in the 80s or early 90s? That Fatal Attraction?
Yes.
God, I hate her.
Then she was what, Cruella de Vil?
Yeah.
She's excellent Cruella.
Terrible. She needs to turn her career around.
She's evil Meryl Streep.
Yes, that's it. She's evil Meryl Streep.
No, but definitely it's...
No, it's crazy. Watch it.
What Happened to Monday is a Netflix original.
Right.
It's on Netflix.
So it's
that's
on Netflix streaming.
Right. It's fantastic.
Check it out.
Do yourself a favor and check it out. What Happened to Monday? And it's interesting. Look, at first I could tell that it was kind of sci-fi-y, but it didn't have anything to do with space, so I settled in. It has a very plausible story. Look, China, for years, I think they may have lifted the ban where you could only have one child.
Right.
You know, so it's not so far-fetched that they would do that here in America. China. You know, all of a sudden we are so overpopulated that now all of a sudden you can only have one child.
Right.
That's the future.
Happening. Well, it could be. You don't know.
It will be.
But this movie is really good how they played out this whole story.
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was very gripping.
Yeah. And it's cool because they all have their own personalities at the house. Right. But like they are the one.
When they went outside, they all basically had to be Monday.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Yeah.
Well, Thursday was the first one to go out, but they were
Karen.
Was
Thursday the first one to go out?
Yes, Thursday.
But when, okay, so then.
But they were Karen. They were Karen, which was their mother's name.
Right.
They all went out
in public, they all went by their mother's name, Karen.
Right.
Anyway, you got to watch it.
You got to see it. You got to see it. It's definitely.
You got to see it. You got
to go. Dad didn't fall asleep or anything.
If I liked it, you're going to love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you started Game of Thrones.
I know. Yeah,
that's it. We started Game of Thrones.
And he slept through it. So I got to watch that one again.
I did kind of sleep on and off throughout it. Well, it was late. I'm tired, you know. Another thing, hey, Mom and I tomorrow night are going to the Palladium downtown St. Petersburg to see a musical. It's called The Eve of Jackie Wilson.
Yes.
And basically, I don't know if you know anything about Jackie Wilson. Jackie Wilson was a very big music star back in the day.
Coma. Right. We talked about it last week.
Right. Okay. Was in a coma for years after collapsing after like a massive heart attack on the Dick Clark Show.
Right.
But anyway, this musical is not about that, but this musical is going to portray his last full show. So that's going to be kind of cool.
It's going to be very cool.
The star of the show is this guy named Chester Gregory, and apparently he not only looks like Jackie Wilson, but he sounds just like Jackie Wilson. So
nice. Good job.
He's a very well-known Broadway star, if you're not familiar with Broadway actors.
Was he in Hamilton's?
He was not in Hamilton. I forget the whole list of everything he was in, but some pretty impressive Broadway shows.
Right.
So I'm excited. Should be a lot of fun.
I guess if we're going to do entertainment, I guess I might as well go ahead and say... what's his name from the Tampa Bay Times, Steve Prasol? He likes this movie, Call Me By Your Name.
Yes.
Gave it an A. So that's something that you might want to look forward to. Call Me By Your Name. That's a movie that you might want to look forward to. Another movie that, the top five movies that are recommended, The Shape of Water, Call Me By Your Name, that I just talked about, I, Tonya. Still up there at number three. Number four is The Greatest Showman, and five is Lady Bird. Of those five, I'd like to see Lady Bird.
Lady Bird, I want to see that one.
Movie. We should check that to see if we can find that when it comes out, or put that on our queue from Netflix. Another, this Phantom Thread with...
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis, who is a fantastic actor. What's his name? Steve Prasol gave it a C.
I know.
Well, I mean, he's been in some not-so-great movies recently.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it is kind of a period piece.
Right, which
so
I love.
So, I do too. In fact, I got sucked into that one the other night and ended up watching the whole thing.
What was that one that he was in that was horrible, that There Will Be Blood?
Oh, I don't know. Right. I didn't see that one. We should probably take the opportunity to mention that tomorrow is also the East-West Shrine Game.
I was going to do that in sports.
Well, we can do it in entertainment as well.
It's entertaining, isn't it?
If you're looking for something to do tomorrow.
Well, if you haven't had enough of college football, the
East-West
Shrine college football game is going to be played tomorrow afternoon at Tropicana Field at 3 p.m. What's cool about it is it's going to be aired on the NFL Network and then on radio on 10:40 a.m., but also you can catch it on RadioSaintPete.com. I urge you to tune in to this game, especially on RadioSaintPete.com, to catch our very own Joe Bordeaux, who is part of the broadcast team. And you might catch old Joe Bordeaux. He's going for it. He's going down the field.
Getting all excited.
He could go all the way.
PW has also sent in that Dr. Captain Clark from the Spike on the Mic show will be hosting at Side Splitters all weekend.
Nice.
So if you're looking for some comedy, Side Splitters.
I love the Spike on the Mic show, and I think they're all funny. But I hear, and I've heard this from other people, and this is before I knew who Captain Clark was, that he's very funny.
Oh, he, yes.
That his stand-up is a riot.
Is hysterical.
So we should,
I've heard
we
that.
Should try to get over there to Side Splitters, I think, is where he is most of the time.
Yes, and that's where he'll be hosting this weekend, is at Side Splitters.
Okay.
So if you're over in that area looking for some comedy, check that out.
Let's do it.
Check it out.
Check it out. All right, where are we?
Who knows?
We have about 7.5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
No, I'm wrong.
No.
No.
I was going to say, I've got 6:55.
Yeah, I was looking at the wrong clock.
And this is why we started late.
I'm having a rough day. I'm having trouble with time today.
Is your brain frozen?
Yes. We have 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes. Okay, then.
But by the time you go through all your Check It Out and Marco Radio Show, blah, 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 that usually takes about 2.5 minutes.
All right. So we are going to take a break. And this first hour of the Marco Radio Happy Hour show has flown by.
Yes, it has.
I would like to think, and I hope and pray, that you will, if you have stuck by the first hour, that you will stick around for the second hour, because we've got some really juicy stuff for the second hour.
Oh, juicy.
Juicy stuff, yeah. Now,
gross.
The song that I'm going to play for the halfway point is called Zombie, and it's by the Cranberries, and we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back from the break. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. Give us a call, damn it. 727-498-0502 or tweet us, Marco Radio Show 1. We'll be back in 4. We'll be right back.
it's the same.